Welcome to the Standing Out in Ohio podcast, where we discuss topics, upcoming events, news, and predictions with real estate professionals and entrepreneurs. Listen and learn what makes their companies and themselves stand out and gain advantages over the competition and gain market share. Subscribe for the latest news and discussion on what it takes to stand out from the crowd. Now, here's your host, Jim.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Standing Out Ohio podcast. This is Jim, and with me, of course, is Laura, the office goddess.
Hello, everyone.
It's been a while, but we've been busy, which is great. But we plan on doing the podcast, then we get busy, and we get home, and it's late, and it's like...
We're tired.
Let's go to bed. So, a couple of things we're going to talk about, it popped up, like, some things that people believe about home inspections that is not true. And it's important, if you're an agent and you're listening, it's important for you to know this as well. Because if you tell your client wrong, you're going to look silly. You're going to look like you don't know, or you haven't been doing it in real estate for a long time. And you've been doing it for 20 years and you get it wrong. It's like...
Oops.
Who is this person? Did she or he stop learning after they got their license? But we'll go over that. But first, let's listen to this.
Habitation investigation is the way to go for a home inspection in Ohio. Trusted licensed home inspectors for your needs, from radon to mold to warranties. For a great home inspection, you really can't go wrong. Visit homeinspectionsinohio.com.
Okay, Laura, we had something pop up where we did the inspection, and then like 3.5-4 years later, okay, apparently there was another crawl space
that hidden behind a finished area, and there was nothing mentioned in the MLS about crawl spaces, just a finished basement.
Correct. So we looked that up, and the MLS listing said finished basement
only.
Nothing about crawl space. We did find one crawl space, and we got into that. This is like 3.5 years ago. But then the person recently contacted, hey, I got some water. You guys never mentioned about this crawl space. And we're looking at the report like, what are you talking about? Yeah, we look at the pictures in the report, and we can see what wall he's talking about. And the inspector did a good job. Hey, you have moisture issues coming to this area of the basement. Here's the grading issue. Here's the downspout issue. So, yeah, you're going to have water coming in unless you fix this stuff. And apparently they had water coming in shortly after moving. I guess they just cleaned it up and ignored the exterior of the house and all that.
They never fixed the grading. They never
did the downspout. And then like 3.5 years later, like, hey, you guys didn't mention this crawl space. The myth that came up about that one was that for some reason the buyer thought that home inspectors get the blueprints on houses.
No.
Home inspectors do not get the blueprints. Even on new construction, we don't look over the blueprints. We're not looking at the building plans. And then this house was an existing home, older house.
Yes.
Who knows where the blueprints are, if they even existed.
Right.
Or some previous owner even had them. So that's one thing that, for some strange reason, somebody believe that we look at blueprints. Home inspectors do not look at blueprints.
No, not in the slightest.
And we're not going to, I mean, we can't inspect what we can't see.
Right.
We can't inspect what we don't have access to.
Right.
And in this case, nobody even knew there was a space to even
look at
because it was completely behind a finished wall. It was not listed as having crawl spaces, which to me sounds like a seller disclosure.
Right, and I would agree with that.
And the fact that they had water continually coming in, like we said they did.
In the inspection.
In the report. But if the seller never said we have water coming in, then that's the seller disclosure.
Right.
And anyway, it doesn't look good for the seller in this case. But anyway, inspectors never look at blueprints.
So we had another one, and they were wanting us to do a mold inspection and drill behind the drywall to do the testing behind the drywall.
Was this for a purchase of a house?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Which, once again, we do not do any drilling. We don't pull off anything. We do nothing that can damage anything. We are not, what, Homes on Homes or something like that?
Yeah, well, yeah.
He kind of like over-dramatizes stuff, and he's not a real inspector.
No, well, yeah, he actually is a home
inspector. Well, not like per our standards.
No, he, no. He can do his own thing. Show, for his show, people already own the house.
Right.
And he is there.
They have given him carte blanche to do
have
wants.
Things tore out. That's why he's like, well, then he says, open up this wall and see if there's a leak back here. I'm like, dude, we can't do that.
We can't do that.
Actual home inspectors during a home inspection cannot be damaging things like that. So, now, if an agent had a buyer who was really concerned about mold behind the drywall, they're going to have to try and get permission from the seller. Hey, can we get behind here somehow? And most likely,
they're going to say no.
I'm assuming the finished basement. They're going to go, no, I don't want you to put a hole in my wall. At that point, really, you almost have to go on the assumption if there's dampness down there, there's
there would a chance be there's
going
to be that.
Some mold going on that you may not be able to see. So
if you have somebody that has like allergies or asthma or reacts to mold, I would just go on that assumption and base your decision to move forward or not based upon that.
Yep, and that's actually another myth that home inspectors are looking for mold. We look for it if we see the fuzziness, but man, if there's, it's not part of the standard at all.
No.
And if anybody wants testing, that's a separate fee because that is not part of the standard home inspection. Is look getting mold testing, actually looking for mold. So that's something you need to pay extra for. But if you got a finished basement and
moisture,
cellulose type materials that are a food source and moisture, good chance there could be some mold going down there. So that'd be an idea if you can't get in behind the drywall to have mold testing, an air test done. So then here's another myth that has popped up a couple times. And I think it kind of sounds like some of the agents are perpetuating this. And that is that home inspectors will look for mice. And I termites automatically with that stuff. There's two different types of, like, this is the general term that kind of screws everybody up. Pest inspections, and they will assume, and they're meaning termite. Termite would destroy an insect as a pest inspection. There's another term, pest inspection, is more for like mice, raccoons, just general bugs in the house. Two totally different licenses for there.
Right.
Wood destroying insect is its own license, and then I'll call it critter license, you know, rodent and pest, that is a completely separate license. And I don't know of any home inspector anywhere that has a license also for the rodent and pest inspection. I'm sure there is somewhere, don't know of any in Ohio, but I'm sure somewhere there is. So here's what happens. We'll do an inspection. And we will note, hey, you got some signs of mice in the attic space or the crawl space. Well, later on, and then it goes like, hey, and in our report, like, hey, you need to have a company come evaluate this. And what those pest companies do, pest and rodent, they will look for the entry points for those things to get in there. The entry points is outside of the scope of the home inspection. Now, if you have a soffit that has a big, huge hole in it, yeah, that's something that's substantial enough damage where a home inspector should report on damaged soffit boards, face boards, if it could be seen. Something substantial, yes. But for those little critters, like bees, wasps, mice, squirrels, flying squirrel, some of those ones.
Yeah.
Looking for the little tiny entrance holes that those go into is outside the scope of the home inspection. So if you get a home inspection report that says, hey, there's evidence of mice, in the crawl space, attic, doesn't matter. There's an opening somewhere for them to get into, and that is outside the scope of the home inspection. I think what the pest inspectors will do is they will sometimes take a UV light and shine it, and they use that to look for the urine stains from the rodents coming in.
Oh, okay.
Push it down in the basement or crawl space. On the outside of the house, I really don't know how they do it because I don't have that license.
Right.
And they're making, say it's a squirrel, and it's going behind the fascia board right behind the gutter.
Okay.
We can't see that. No. They have to get up and top there. So if we, or any home inspector notes that there's, hey, you got mice, bees, hornets, you know, attic, crawl space, whatever, you need to contact a pest control company to come in to get rid of those things, treat it, but also they should look for the entry points. A little entry point is outside the scope of the home inspection. And I don't think any real estate agent wants the home inspector to go, hey, you have a quarter inch gap over here. And
you can
and
have bees or rodents coming in there, because did you know their skulls are collapsible?
Yeah, you agents aren't gonna want that.
No.
And so
but at the same token, if we put in the, so in the standards, we don't have to mention that we see insects or critters.
Oh, no.
But we do that because we're nice and we give our clients information. But if we're putting that in our reports, you need to have a company come that deals with that type of pest to look for the entry points, to look for any other areas that they may be in. Because let's face it, if they're up in the attic, they started off on the ground level. Think about
yeah,
that
mice,
one.
Yeah, mice,
think about that.
Mice don't. I've never seen a mouse climb the side of a house or jump off a tree onto the roof.
Never.
Imagine they could. I've never seen that.
I've seen squirrels do that, but I've never seen a mouse do that.
Yeah. So if those things are found, you got to call a pest control, animal control company to come take care of that issue and look for the entry points. That's outside the scope of the home inspection.
And do it before they close so that you know how much it's going to cost.
Correct. Correct.
Because that may need to have some type of an amendment.
Yep. And like you said, Laura, if the mice are in the crawl space, they're probably not going to be happy just to stay in the crawl space. There are holes all throughout the house. No house is sealed up tight.
Mommy mouse and daddy mouse get busy and they get a big family going on. They're going to need to spread out for lots of room.
They do. Wow. That's why you don't leave food out, because if they can't eat, they're going to go somewhere else to live. So I thought there's another one, but yeah, Laura said, that's outside the scope. In fact, we could walk, as my example, we can walk over a dead pile of rats in the middle of the kitchen.
Yeah.
Not mentioned in the report and be totally within the standards. The fact that we can do that means if there's a little tiny hole and there's bees coming in, we don't have to mention that. We're totally fine within the standards.
Right.
I think some buyers get really upset when especially the agent tells them, oh, yeah, don't take care of all this. Like, no, that is not within the standard. And your agent should know the licensing limits and know their role in not confusing you with things.
Right.
But I think it's about it on this one.
We'll just do another one with the other one.
Yeah, we had the ideas pop in our head while we're driving, and then it's gone by the time we come here. But a little update. The house is coming along. We've given on this, but the
masonry heaters,
the siding's on, the yes. roof's on.
Gutters may be going on today. Gutters
may be on today. What else? Masonry, everything's framed down the inside. They started doing insulation on the walls.
Wiring.
Maybe the day before. Yeah, wiring is pretty much all done. Really anything.
Masonry heater is almost done.
The basic structure of it is basically done. And right now it's like 6.5-7 feet tall.
Yes.
For the main portion of it. And then you're going to have the chimney. The ceiling of that air is going to be about 14 feet high. So it's probably going to go 13, 14 feet high. The rest of the brick going up. So that is underway. You can always check out our Facebook page or my personal Facebook page. You can see pictures there. And actually I'll probably put on the habitation investigation page as well. So, because it is a different type of, I would call it a fireplace. It's kind of like that, but it's different. And I'm going to add information about that into our fireplace class. So next time we teach that class, Laura.
Oh, cool. You'll have our pictures in?
Masonry heater will be in there as well. Yeah, I'll probably get a sketch or a diagram as how they actually operate. Because they are different. But other than that, that's it, buddy. All right, everybody. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Standing Out in Ohio podcast. Be sure to subscribe on Spotify or Google Podcasts to get new, fresh episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or visit the website of the best Ohio home inspection company at homeinspectionsinohio.com or jimtroth.com. That's JIMTROTH, and click on podcast. Until next time, learn and go do stuff.